We are in unusual times. The list of events so far in 2018 that have been described as historic, unprecedented, or the old-fashioned just surprising is far too long to go over right here. This week, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, sat down with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, to discuss a few of the most recent unusual events. And this week was a bit unusual for John Brummett as well, who spent a day in a courtroom as a possible juror, but he was dismissed after the voir dire. But his limited experience in a court of law this week and his decades-long career in journalism meshed interestingly as the past few days' events unspooled. Here's a bit from their conversation from this week.
You're no Sean Hannity. We know that for a fact.
No, I will tell you what conflicts I have.
What did you make of yesterday when all that came out and you're reading about it or you're watching it last night and you're like, are you kidding me?
That's all you can say. That's all you can say. And it has so many elements I couldn't begin to hold forth on all of them because one would remind me of another one. But here's the one I'll choose as a 50-year journalist, nearly. The decline of an element of journalism that is broadcast, particularly cable news broadcast, with the advent of the celebrity factor of hour-long hosts of their own programs who are pretending to be like anchormen giving, but who are in fact both more entertainer than and partisan than journalist. You think you've got that, you know, well, you got your hands around that. You understand it in a minute. Then you find out that this Hannity, whom I already knew to be the worst, when the other night when he was praising and defending Cohen and attacking Robert Mueller, one of the great prosecutors and criminal and law enforcement people of our time, for him to sit there, and you know he's biased, and that's okay, but now we find out he's actually has a professional client lawyer association with the guy he's defending, but he's not telling anyone that. It's just an outrage.
It's a new level
yeah. of aghastness.
Is that a word?
I don't know, but I'm certainly aghast. And then subsequently, the fact that you can't get at the truth anymore. The story from Cohen and his people is he had 10 people he had worked with, but seven he just sort of messed around with and did some business deals or something. Three were actual clients. The third, it turns out, to everyone's gasping, Sean Hannity.
Who then says,
he should have been one of the seven because he never retained him. He may have given him $10 once and said, I want this to be attorney-client proof. What? Yeah. I mean, somebody's either the Fox News host is lying, or the president's lawyer and his lawyers are lying, because both can't be true. He's got to be in the seven, or he's got to be in the three. So who knows? And at this point, who cares? other than we've got to reach some point at which people will just generally recoil and say, I don't stop listening to this nonsense.
I think we're getting close to that point.
I hope so.
But a person who does not want us to quit talking about this, at least for a few more weeks, is James Comey, the former FBI director, who's...
Another good segue. Let me compliment you on your
segue. My segues are good today, according to John Brummett.
I do real-time critiquing.
What do you think the damage is from the Comey book and revelations and the interviews? Do you think that he is just beating up the president and there's not a whole lot of new news there? Or do you think we're learning something new about what was going on behind the scenes and what was James Comey's, his MO during the whole 2016 election and beyond?
I don't believe the Trump base is assailable. I don't think anybody in the 35% is even bothering to listen fairly to James Comey, because that's what makes the group the Trump base. They go in thinking, this guy's a liar, and he'd made up his mind. He's pro-Hillary. Listen, his wife likes Hillary. His daughters are out there marching. He's part of the deep state. He has no effect thereon. Those who are disinclined toward Trump, who are concerned about his decency, I think this this reinforces that. And I think there's a general perception among those people that Comey is a guy who keeps meticulous notes and is a real serious guy, and we can probably believe what he's saying. And what I hear a lot of people saying is that Comey has actually revealed himself in all this matter. I call him nobly intended, credible, ironic, presumptuous to the point of seeming sanctimony. I mean, he seemed, through all his explanations, he took all these dramatic political actions because he said he wanted to keep the FBI, the Justice Department, out of politics and protect, in fact, the integrity of the election and who would be president. Yet at every decision, he is considering politics himself and the political ramifications as much as he's considering the law enforcement. The FBI's tried and true process is if you investigate and find no reason to proceed, you simply say, we find no reason to proceed. Mm-hmm. You do not do commentary. Least of all, the nation's top cop does not do political commentary. Comey thought, this is such a wild situation, and Loretta Lynch has so messed up our department by being seeming close to the Clintons that we can't just do that. I've got to go out, and it's also very presumptuous. I have the ability, that's what he's essentially saying, to impose some sort of decency and honor to this process. I singularly must do it. I singularly can do it. And then he messed that up, and then he had to try to correct it because he'd messed it up to start with 10 days out. Then he had to try to correct that 3 days later.
Yeah.
I think he's a credible man, a valuable man. I think if he were an independent candidate for president, I'd probably vote for him. But the presumption of this exaggerated sense of self that this needs to be done and it's irregular, but I must do it and I can do it, that's really at the root of all that happened here. And I think that's sort of been revealed. I think people are looking at this and they're saying, yeah, I believe you, but you're a little stuck on yourself.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His columns can also be found at arkansasonline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net. Also there, news from the state updated around the clock.